thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Starting off, one of the things President Obama brought up today as something he wants to change about security in the country is taking away some of that access to telephone data from intelligence organizations. In your opinion, do you think it is possible to remove that access from the government and still monitor for potential threats like terrorist attacks?
I think it is possible. I think we don't really know quite yet what the president's proposing because, you know, he said that his own review committee had recommended putting that data in the hands of a third party. He didn't like that idea, letting the telephone companies keep the data, and he thought that raised operational concerns. So he's given his own administration 2 months to come up with an alternative, and so we'll see by March 28th, his deadline, what that alternative is going to be. But I think there certainly are alternatives.
Another thing he said is he kind of wants to leave this implementation and decision up to Congress. Do you think that Congress would be able to make any headway on this and agree on a solution?
Well, it's a really good question. And unfortunately, it's the question we ask about almost everything these days. Is Congress capable of doing anything? Unfortunately, a lot of these matters really do rest with Congress. And so the question of data collection, who gets the data under what legal authority, that's all set by federal law. And so until Congress changes it, there's not a great deal the president can do. I think Congress will probably take this up. I think there's a lot of pressure too. And remember, the pressure comes not just from privacy advocates and people outside of the country, but U.S. industry is really being hit by the backlash about this as well. So I think with industry pushing it as well, there's some chance Congress might act.
What are the legal implications of trying to make these changes and finding the right balance between a citizen's right to privacy from the government and then the government's ability to monitor dangerous activity?
Well, you know, the president told this kind of long story. It took 20 minutes, you know, beginning with Paul Revere and going through, you know, the code breakers of World War II up until the present. And in a way, while he was trying to show there was kind of this long continuity of surveillance in the United States, I really think he showed something else, which is things have dramatically changed in the past, say, decade. And to analogize the type of data collection we have today, where the NSA is collecting data about every phone call and every email and every financial transaction, to, you know, code breakers in World War II who were breaking the codes of the enemy, really highlights how far we've come, how different the world is today. So the challenge in law is to say, is there a way in which we can allow the government some level of appropriate access to data about communications and transactions involving almost no wrongdoing? You know, the vast majority of Verizon's 98 million customers don't break the law at all on a daily basis, and yet the NSA gets all their data. Is there a way to allow for access but still protect the data to ensure that it's not being used inappropriately, to assure that those people aren't being targeted based on some other activity, you know, for example, race or protest against the government or something else? And I think the president's acutely aware of that. He referenced Martin Luther King in his speech, who, of course, was the subject of intensive FBI surveillance. I don't think he actually made a single concrete proposal today about how you deal with that. And so in that sense, it was a fairly disappointing speech because he highlighted the urgent need for this national debate and then did not very much to encourage that debate or to facilitate it.
And my last question is, since we really only became aware of how widespread this problem was until we had a whistleblower and someone go to the press about it, is there any way the average American would even know if these big changes are being made once they find a solution?
Yeah, another great question. And the answer right now is probably no. He talked today about some forms of enhancing transparency. And frankly, even those were so modest as to highlight how little we might know. So he said, for example, there would be an annual review of Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court opinions to see if any involving privacy should be made public. But think about that annually. So it could be a year after the fact before you find out that the law has dramatically changed or the degree of surveillance has dramatically changed. So I think we're going to continue to depend on investigative journalists and leakers and people like Edward Snowden to know what's really going on.
Fred Kate is a cybersecurity expert and works in the Maurer School of Law at IU. Fred Kate, thanks for joining me to discuss this.
Great pleasure. Thank you.